Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and we are broadcasting live through our ACN affiliates on Liberty Broadcasting in the Spokane and North Idaho areas. Thank you guys all for tuning in, and also our listeners on live streaming outside the wire in occupied territory, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And first of all, let me just say thank you to all of you who participated in the nationwide grid down emergency communications exercise that took place all of last weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We were exhausted. It took a few days to recoup from that. But it was just an amazing training exercise. Now, of course, here at Radio Free Redoubt, very strong Christian patriot emphasis with an eye on our heritage and our history, the way that the founding fathers intended to hold on to those values and to restore those values, even if that means only a remnant of our fellow countrymen doing that in a region, well, we call the American Redoubt, but there are many conservative pockets across the country, the American Redoubt definitely being one of the more prominent ones. And the other thing that we place heavy emphasis on is being resilient, to be prepared mentally, logistically, spiritually, to withstand a hardship event. And there's been many right now across the country. I think for me personally, my gut tells me we're seeing judgment on our country. It's really interesting to read many different books throughout the Old Testament where we see God's judgment on a nation that turns its back on him. And now we are seeing the moral decay and the breakdown in our country. We see wildfires, swarms of earthquakes now off the coast of the Pacific coast in the last week, off of the Oregon coast and the California coast. Much of the West is in a drought conditions, a record heat, wildfires. And last year we got pummeled with three hurricanes. I think that we can see these birth pangs increase. And I really think that we are in for some very challenging times ahead. Of course, the whole premise here of AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, is to provide emergency communications in case of a grid down situation, which happens either regionally, locally, or even nationwide. So we train and practice nationwide to help Christian patriots become more resilient by staying informed and having a way of sharing information and receiving information in a major emergency situation. And that's what we were doing last weekend. So this was a scenario-based exercise. It took what was called Disease X. And in this particular scenario, it was a disease that affected animals, wildlife, and livestock, but it made the jump over to humans. It became a contagion that spread throughout through humans. And, of course, that led to a cascading effect of grid-down power, electrical, telecommunications, transportation as this disease spread. So that was the scenario that we based the emergency training exercise on, and it was a nationwide exercise. And that was I got a text from Glenn Tate, the author Glenn Tate, you know, the author of the 299 Days book series. He said, I got the amateur radio bug. I have the ham bug. So he's already purchased a high-frequency HF radio, the shortwave ham radio. He's purchasing more equipment. He's getting licensed, and he's actually he's got the bug. It finally got to him. And so he is all excited about T-Rex 2019, and already discussions are taking place. Last Sunday evening, I gave a brief overview, kind of a demobilization briefing right after the exercise. And tomorrow night, I'm going to be talking more in depth. I was hoping it would be a comprehensive after action report, but there is still so much information, more to filter through. There will definitely be a T-Rex 2018 post-operation after action review, but it's going to be anything. It will hardly be comprehensive just because the scope and the depth of the exercise and how much feedback that we're getting, but very excited. If you guys have not given a consideration to adding that to your preparedness plans, please consider adding emergency communications to your plans. We learned a lot. There was a lot of shortcomings that we have identified that we want to overcome to make it that much better, to reach more people and include more people next year. But we had a lot of successes. It was very exciting. Emergency communications. What would happen if your telecommunications, internet, cell phones, all of that, and even your commercial radio stations like what you're listening to right now, what if those failed due to a major catastrophic event? How would you get information? How would you be able to inform others and coordinate with other like-minded people so that you can come out the other side? And also so you can coordinate the rebuilding afterward. Very important stuff. You cannot do it without communications. And that's what Amron is all about. And you can go to Amron.com to learn more. Amron, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network. Amron.com. And very closely affiliated with Radio Free Redoubt, of course. And we'll be talking more about that in the next couple of weeks, especially on our Sunday night podcasts at 8 p.m. every Sunday. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on How to Listen or Listen to RFR. And they'll show you all the different ways that you can listen. So I want to talk about something. While we were training, there was an article that came out that sadly, the local, what we affectionately call the Socialist Review, the Spokesman Review, who has a strong tendency to publish things that it's very evident that these articles are written in a way to persuade people or attempt to persuade people toward the left side of the politically left side of issues. And so they've earned their name, in my opinion, of the Socialist Review. And there's an article that came out last week while we were training, and I saw this once we got back. It's titled Democratic Socialism Surging in the Age of Trump. So I read this with great curiosity. Now, of course, this came from the Associated Press, so it's actually been published in multiple different papers. But it's interesting that the Spokesman Review would make sure that this got into their paper, because it does not paint democratic socialists in a negative light at all. Matter of fact, it's written in such a way that it's helping to create a momentum in favor of this new thing that's on the rise, that people are joining, and people are saying, we're not sure the people are ready for this, but it's time to break out and do the right thing. And instead of hiding, we must proudly declare that we are democratic socialists. So now they are coming right out in the open. This used to be something that was very taboo, like many things we see rising up in our culture, in our country, that now they are openly boasting of. And democratic socialism. In this article, they're talking about somebody who's running for senator. They said, I stand this guy, Ringelstein. He says he wasn't quite ready to consider himself a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, even if he appreciated the organization's values and endorsement in his bid to become a U.S. senator. Here's somebody who claims that he is worthy of your vote to become a U.S. senator. This is Maine, in the state of Maine, who wasn't sure if he really wanted to become a member of the Democratic Socialists of America, but he had an appreciation for their values and their endorsement. That should be raising alarms and red flags in the minds of the American people, because now we have Democratic Socialists who are actually winning in some of these elections now. In the recent primary elections, leading up to this November's general elections. This is what he says. I stand with the Democratic Socialists, and I have decided to become a dues-paying member, Ringelstein told the Associated Press. It's time to do what's right, even if it's not easy. These are delusional people who think that aligning themselves with Democratic Socialism is what's right. And that's the point where we've deteriorated to the point where somebody's going to claim to do that and then say they're doing it because it's time to do what's right, even if it's not easy. Well, just a few years ago, they would be fearful, as they should be, of raising their head and waving the Democratic Socialist banner. There are 42 people running for offices at the federal, state, and local levels this year with the formal endorsements of the Democratic Socialists of America. This is according to that organization. They span 20 states, including Florida, Hawaii, Kansas, and Michigan. It says the most ambitious Democrats in Washington have been reluctant to embrace the label. Why? Why would they be reluctant to embrace the label? This is the Democrats coming out. This is what they're going to be upheld as brave and courageous for. Does this sound familiar? Just in the last decade, we had people that were doing things that were shameful that they didn't want other people to know because it would harm them politically or socially, but now are coming out and this culture is emboldening them. There is some massive spiritual warfare that's taking place. And we're seeing that manifested now in the political scene like we've not seen before. Democratic Socialists of America spans 20 states, including Florida, Hawaii, Kansas, and Michigan. And now, since they've been reluctant to embrace the label, they are now embracing the policies defining the modern-day democratic socialism. Medicare for all, $15 minimum wage, free college tuition, and the abolition of the Federal Department of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Now, what is democratic socialism? Because you guys are going to start seeing this term as they start coming out, and the whole rest of the article makes it sound like these people are finally busting out of their shell with great fanfare, and the Spokesman Review is helping to perpetuate the energy that this article is designed, in my opinion, to foment. And what it is communist doctrine. They are embracing communism. Now, there's something that many of you probably have forgotten about. Many of you have never heard of before. It's called perestroika. Now, perestroika, you're gonna need to know this because you're going to need to know the history behind democratic socialism. Perestroika, which is defined by Merriam-Webster as the policy of economic and governmental reform instituted by Mikhail Gorbachev in the Soviet Union during the mid-1980s. Now, Mikhail Gorbachev was hailed as this this great revolutionary leader, not as in a like a armed revolution, but a revolution, a social and political revolution, a changing of things. But we're going to learn more about him. I'm going to be talking more about him and Perestroika. Perestroika is, let me try to find this, because we're going to talk definitely much more about Perestroika. It's okay now. This is basically the Communist Party platform. Perestroika is the policies and the vision of where they want to go with their party and how they want to carry those strategies out to advance their values. Much like you'll see the Democratic or the Republican, the Democrat or the Republican parties will hold a caucus. And that's where you have representatives from across the state gather at a convention to write out your party's platform. The Republican Party platform in Idaho and Washington are beautiful. They're masterful pieces of art. They say, well, actually, if you read that, matter of fact, you've got elections coming up. You guys got elections coming up in about, what, 9 days? In 10 days, you guys are going to be voting in your primaries. And you're going to have a lot of people running for office that are claiming to be Republicans. Now, if for the incumbents, if you want to know if they're worthy of your vote, you need to compare their performance and their values and their beliefs, that their platform, against the Republican Party platform. Because that says, this is what it is to be a Republican. This is what it means to run as a Republican for elected office. These are the values and ideals that I align myself with. So the RINOs, the Republicans in name only, will deviate greatly from that and take you down toward a compromising, at best, or even a left-wing agenda. They are violating they're in violation of the Republican Party platform if they deviate from it. And many of them are. So they hold a caucus to define our vision, what we stand for, the standards. When you say you are a Republican, this is what you believe in. And they are wholesome, American heritage, high values. Look it up. Look up the Washington State Republican platform. Okay, now Perestroika is the party platform for the communists, the Soviets. They did the same thing. They held their little caucus, what they call Perestroika. They come up with their platform. This is Perestroika. It's the definition of who they are, what they stand for, and how they plan to achieve their goals. Now, there's one from the history guide I want to share with you guys. And this is really important. And we're going to take a break here in just a second. I'm going to post all of this on our highlights and resources posting. This is from the history guide, Lectures on 20th Century Europe. Perestroika defined. This is from 1987. This is like the, 2 years before the wall came down? When did it go down? 88? 89? I was actually in Germany. I was stationed in Germany. I was in Berlin 2 weeks before the wall came down. So in 1987, the Soviet Union was still in full swing. The Berlin Wall was still up. Communism was thriving. Well, it was sick. But there was no going away on the horizon, right? Perestroika means mass initiative. It is the comprehensive development of democracy, socialist self-government, encouraging of initiative and creative endeavor, improved order and discipline, more glasnost, criticism and self-criticism in all spheres of our society. It is utmost respect for the individual and consideration for personal dignity. Not. Perestroika is the all-around intensification of the Soviet economy, the revival and development of the principles of democratic centralism in running the national economy, the universal introduction of economic methods, the renunciation of management by injunction and by administrative methods, and the overall encouragement of innovative and socialist enterprise. Okay, this goes on. I want you guys to read the rest of it. The essence of perestroika lies in the fact that it unites socialism with democracy. Did you guys just catch that? This is the communist socialist who began to drift away from the label communism because communism was a yuck, bad word that people didn't like. And people didn't want to accept around the world because, well, we've seen the track record for communism. Well, let's call it something different. Let's come up with perestroika to design, to define, to redefine, repackage. We're going to put lipstick on this pig, and we're going to call it the uniting of socialism with democracy. We'll call it socialist, democratic socialism. And it revives the Leninist concept of socialist construction, both in theory and in practice. Such is the essence of perestroika, which accounts for its genuine revolutionary spirit and its all-embracing scope. The goal is worth the effort, and we are sure that our effort will be a worthy contribution to humanity's social progress. That's from Mikhail Gorbachev's Perestroika. Now we have local newspapers hailing the advancement of democratic socialism in the era of Trump. While these filthy communist leftist individuals are calling for the assassination and the killing of conservatives, Republicans, Trump himself, and his supporters. Violence is coming to America. Communist revolutionaries are mobilizing. It's happening right in front of us. And I'm going to talk more about this right after the break in this last few minutes. I will be talking about this over the next couple of weeks. Folks, communism is at your front door. It's been repackaged. And now your local newspaper is hailing it as this new advancement, as these people are going to be hailed as courageous and bold for coming out of the closet and finally calling themselves democratic socialists, which are nothing more than communists. And communism is opposed to everything America was built on. It is atheistic. It is destructive. It is deceiving. It is cunning. It's anti-American. We'll be right back.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men. Lenin put it this way: it does not matter if three-quarters of mankind is destroyed. All that counts is that the last quarter is communist. Lenin spoke, communist world domination.
Very specifically, we have to ask ourselves and answer a question, every individual: are we a loyalist or are we a patriot? Are we God-fearing, freedom-loving, self-reliant Americans? Or are we government-dependent, constitution-ignoring socialists? That is the question we all have to answer. And I appreciate Radio Free Readout because they've been answering that question quite well to many people in this area for a long, long time.
Back at the Voice of the American Redoubt, this is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for our sponsors for covering us for the last show. Works Holsters, W-E-R-K-Z, works.com for your custom holster needs, made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. And for this second segment, I want to thank our sponsor, Riverfront Suites, beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, on the sleepy St. Joe River. If you need a place to lay your head or just get away down the southern end, toward the southern end of the Coeur d'Alene Lake, St. Joe River, riverfrontsuites.com. Check them out. Now, picking up where we left off, because we just got a couple of minutes, I got a lot of stuff I want to cram in here. Okay, talking about communism, perestroika. Communism is deeply entrenched now, and most of us in this listening audience have been sending our kids to the public indoctrination facilities known as government schools, and your children are on board with this, many of them. Sadly, I know that, of course, in this listening audience, we got more homeschoolers, more people that are investing in their children's education. Even if you have to go to a government school, you're counter indoctrinating your children. Good on you. But the fact of the matter is, this is going to come down to the remnant standing. There's no longer the majority. The majority of the people in this country claim to be Christians, but even in the church, they're embracing communist doctrine and even voting for Democrats in the elections. And now your children are going to be proudly voting for socialist Democrats or Democratic Socialists, a.k.a. communists. Now, this from the Naked Communist, there's an article at westernjournal.com, how Democrats are implementing the communist plan to destroy America. If you don't remember reading or hearing this before, maybe you're old enough to remember. I wasn't born yet. Somebody they met me in person, like, I thought you were so much older than you are because you know about this stuff, communist stuff. Well, I grew up in the Red Dawn era. I mean, we were all training to kill communists when I was in high school. We're all playing different roles of the Red Dawn characters. That was our view of communism. We grew up with communism. But I had to do some research because there's some stuff that I didn't even know about. Back in 1963, there was testimony that was given where excerpts from The Naked Communist, a book written by Cleon Skousen, an expose on the communist agenda in America in 1963. Now, come forward a little bit. We're almost out of time. From this article, we're going to post in the highlights resources posting. This is what they have achieved. The previous president, who will not be named, and the Democrats have long since come to represent the goals of communism. The Democrats use the courts to weaken basic American institutions. These are all goals listed by the communists. Get control of the schools to teach socialism through the control of teachers' unions. Infiltrate the press. Control TV and movies. Degrade American culture. Eliminate and or mock any efforts to control obscenity laws. Present homosexuality as healthy and normal. Attack and destroy organized religion. Discredit the Constitution, saying it's a hindrance and old-fashioned. Discredit the Founding Fathers as selfish aristocrats. Belittle and attack American history. Any of this sound familiar? Better sit up and pay attention, folks. It's at your doorstep. This is Radio Free Redoubt. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. Join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com. God bless.